With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Democrats as well as Republicans demanding accountability in the aftermath of the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Here's Bob Agnew.
Representative Ro Khanna became the second Democrat to call for the resignation of Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle on Monday as she testified before the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. He told Cheadle, quote, "If you have an assassination attempt on a president, a former president, or a candidate, you need to resign." He stressed that the Secret Service should transcend politics so as to have the confidence of independents, Democrats, Republicans, progressives, and conservatives. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Ethics Committee has voted unanimously to review allegations that Senator Bob Menendez violated a number of Senate rules. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more on that story.
The panel is building towards potential disciplinary action against the New Jersey Democrat after he was convicted of bribery charges this month. The ethics panel could recommend that Menendez be censured or expelled, which would put maximum pressure on the senator to either resign, or it could pave the way for the Senate to hold a vote on his expulsion. Expulsion requires a two-thirds vote for the Senate to expel a member. A New Jersey jury found Menendez guilty of accepting bribes of gold and cash from three New Jersey businessmen and acting as a foreign agent for the Egyptian government. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
House leaders calling on CrowdStrike CEO George Kurtz to testify before Congress. That about the cybersecurity company's role in sparking the tech outage that grounded flights, knocked banks and hospital systems offline, and much more. The company says it now has a significant number of millions of computers that crashed that are back in operation. This is SRN News. Bible readers are better citizens.
According to a new poll released by the American Bible Society, people who read the scriptures on a regular basis are more likely to put a high premium on civic engagement. Bible readers pay more attention to the political life of the nation than their non-reading peers, and they're better educated on the key issues before the country, the state, and their locality. Those who engage with scripture regularly are also more likely to be civically active.
A Christian homeless shelter is challenging a Washington state anti-discrimination law. It would require the charity to hire LGBT people, as well as others who do not share its religious beliefs. Lawyers for the Union Gospel Mission have asked the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to revive a lawsuit that had been earlier dismissed by a lower court. This is SRN News. Well, China's central bank cutting key interest rates in a surprise move aimed at injecting a little pep into the economy.
Meanwhile, the ruling Communist Party has released a 50-page roadmap addressing long-term challenges. The party's planning document promises to beef up social welfare, such as pensions, and protect private property rights, among other goals, in line with leader Xi Jinping's vision for China's future. In a short-term move, the People's Bank of China cut the 5-year loan prime rate, a benchmark for mortgages, from 3.95 to 3.85%.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting now. In another move to ease credit, China's central bank has also cut collateral requirements for medium-term loans to banks. Wall Street Monday, the Dow was up 127. More details at SRNnews.com.